I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. You are listening to Start in the Middle, episode 58. Happy August. Yeah, here we are, mid-August. And this morning as I'm recording this, I'm looking out my window to a beautiful sunshine. And guess what, guys? It is still hot. But what's funny about that is that I was speaking earlier to a friend in Australia. We were actually on Zoom together, and she had asked me about my trip, and I was telling her about how hot it was. And she was so funny because she says, "Don't even tell me about your heat." And then I just noticed that she's all bundled up in a cute little fleece jacket, and I totally forgot that over there in Australia, it's chilly. It's chilly over there. And so she was all bundled up and she's like, "Don't even tell me about your heat." So amazing. Too funny. And I love the fact that Zoom gives us the opportunity to do that. Zoom gives us the opportunity to meet new people, to be able to experience their little neck of the woods. All right. I also love talking to my friends from Canada, and I love hearing about how cool it is up there as well. All right. So, welcome back to the podcast. In case you do not know me or we haven't been acquainted yet, I'm Christy Fellaini, and I am a coach for midlife women. I help them create true self-confidence so that they can stop feeling like they don't matter. And so that is what this podcast is all about, reminding midlife women that you have a choice in your life. You have the ability to create new confidence. You have the ability to create the life that you want. And so today's episode is super, super fun because remember that this month, I am concentrating on all things aging powerfully. And I believe that aging powerfully means that you intentionally choose to do the things that stretch you. You intentionally choose to do things that are out of your comfort zone, maybe a little uncomfortable or a little scary. And also that you choose to do the things that you want to do. All right. So let's get started. So as I was planning this episode out, I discovered that I had so many things that I wanted to share with you. And so what I'm going to do is rather than us hanging out for an hour or so, I'm going to break this down into two episodes because I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you on too much information all at once. So I'm going to break it into two episodes. You're welcome. And I also want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. So I want to talk to you about a statement that I think gives us as human beings the biggest amount of pain. Are you ready for it? You may not realize it, but it gives us, I think, the biggest amount of pain. And the statement is, "I have to." And then you can fill in the blank with anything. I have to make dinner. I have to clean the house. I have to go to the store. When you use this sentence, and I believe it's where you cause yourself some pain, and I challenge you to put this sentence. So when you use this sentence, I believe that it does cause you some pain. And in fact, I challenge you to put that into the T-line of a model and see what feelings it's bringing up. So that's our topic today. Doing things because you want to instead of because you have to. All right? So let's say a client comes to me. And this client is in the last few years of working before full retirement. She's been at her career for 27 years. She's in the home stretch. And Sundays don't feel like a rest day because as soon as her feet hit the floor in the morning, she feels dread because Monday is coming. Her entire Sunday is consumed with thoughts of how she is not looking forward to Monday coming, okay? She's not looking forward to walking back through those doors on Monday morning. So Monday comes, and then the rest of her week is consumed with Friday can't get here soon enough. All because of the thought, I have to work. So as her coach, when she brings this to me, my first question is that a true statement? Do you have to work? Then come all of the reasons why it's true to her. I'm too close to full retirement. I need the insurance. We have bills to pay. Our plan is already intact. I have to stick to the plan. And my question is, what would happen if you didn't stick to the plan? You see, friends, you don't have to do anything. Let's do one a little bit easier, not so close to your wallet. All right. So let's say, for instance, clients comes to me and says, I have to clean the toilet. And when you say this, you may be feeling some frustration, some irritation, some guilt. Maybe you haven't done it in a while. Who knows? But it's funky. So again, as your coach, I'll ask you, is it true? Is it a true statement that you have to clean the toilet? Now, at this point, because we're on Zoom, I can see that she's looking at me like I have two heads. Duh, who else is going to do it? It's disgusting. It's only going to get worse. What if it starts growing bacteria? What if it starts to stink? What if things start to grow? Oh, so then you actually want to prevent all of those things from happening. You want to clean it. You want to do the preventative maintenance so that all these things that your thoughts are bringing up, all these things that could happen, won't happen. So you want to keep your toilet clean. How does that sentence feel when you say it? Versus you have to. So for my other client that comes to me and says, I have to go to work, how do you think your mindset might change if you said, I want to work? Y'all, I cannot say this enough, but everything in your life centers around the way you choose to think about it. The thoughts that you think about any circumstance. And again, in the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can stop doing things that you don't want to do. So here is what I want to offer you. When your brain gives you the sentence, I have to, and it's giving you an undesired feeling, such as anxiety, overwhelm, or even frustration, I want you to pause and list all of the reasons why you would want to do them. How is doing it going to benefit you? What is going to be the downfall if you do or you don't do it? Ask yourself if it is a true statement. Now, I'm going to tell you, if it is a matter of life and death, then yes, I would say it's a true statement. Like, I have to take this medicine or my health is going to suffer, then yes, I would say it's a true statement. But if it's, I have to work 2 more years so that I will get the most amount of money for my retirement, but I go to work feeling like crap every day, and the time that I do have off is filled with dread over having to go back, or my quality of life, meaning I am not doing things that actually bring me joy, is suffering, then do you really have to do 2 more years? And maybe with doing some work on this mindset of have to versus want, you will discover that you actually want to do those things that you're telling yourself that you have to. And this is where I can help. You don't have to waste time being anxious or frustrated or overwhelmed. All it takes is some mindset shifts around the idea of I have to versus I want to. So, in speaking about creating your future, because that's what we're doing here, we're creating what we want for our future by consciously and intentionally changing our mindset and really analyzing and getting curious about the thoughts that we are telling ourselves. I want to share with you this brand new project that I have created. It is called The Ultimate Guide to Creating the Future You. And this project is all about deciding who it is that you want to be and how you want to show up for yourself in your future. So in podcasts in the past, we talked about how our past has brought us to where we are today. We talked about being present, but you also want to think about who it is that you want to be in your future so that you are intentionally creating an amazing life for yourself. And once you have decided who it is that you want to be in the future, then you know exactly how to show up every single day so that you can create her. So this product is absolutely free. It comes with a specific guide on exactly how to use it. There is a guided visualization in there for you. And then there's also some questions based on who it is you want to be in your future. And then I also give you an opportunity of how you can close the gap of where you are today and how you're going to create her as you are working towards your future. So I am super, super excited about being able to offer this to you. And my expectation is that as this podcast drops, it is already going to be available. So what I would invite you to do is to connect with me either on my website, KristiBallardFullaney.com. That's KristiBallard, F as in Frank, Allany.com. And it's going to be the first thing that you see at the top of my webpage. It's going to be an invitation for you to grab that. Or you can connect with me either through Facebook or Instagram. DM me a message. Hey, I want that free guide, and I will send it directly to your inbox. Alrighty. So grab that ultimate guide to creating the future you. All right, guys, I hope that you have found some areas where you need to rethink your thinking, right? You need to get curious about the thoughts that are popping up in your brain. Because when you are saying things like, I have to, I really want you to examine how that makes you feel. Okay. How does that make you feel? And ask yourself, is this how I want to feel about this? All right. And so maybe it is just doing some mindset work into creating what it is that you actually want for your life. All right. So as I mentioned, I'm breaking this down into 2 episodes. The next episode is going to be about how to stop doing the things that you don't want to do. Don't miss it. You're going to love it. All right, you guys, have a great week.
Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit ChristyBallardFellaini.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.